Darling, I am so gratified that the lady I love and treasure with all my being is willing to go through this little series of steps, assignments, tests, if you will, that I've devised. What will follow for you, and thus for us, is not entirely about proving your willingness to surrender your love to me, but more importantly, about showing you deep in your soul that you can do this, that you were born to love me in this special way. Enough prelude. We are a great distance apart, yet I know that right now your tender heart is racing. Your delicate face is blushing, warm. And in a moment, I trust, your trim, smooth sex will slicken the way it does so beautifully. Oh, by the way, did you enjoy your first Brazilian wax today? I selected Heidi for you personally. I've always found her hands so gentle when she relaxes me here at the office, occasionally. But I digress, my love. When you arise tomorrow morning, you will do the following. After your bath or shower, you may choose which one, you will stand nude in front of your bedroom mirror. Take the onyx marker that the maid will have laid out for you on your dressing table. Make a solid black dot with it, the size of a dime, 1 inch above the topmost part of your sweet pink sex. And now you know why I had you so thoroughly polished down there. You may then dress. There will be some new dresses from Paris in your smaller closet. I hope you find them pleasing. Go out all day. Go shopping, dining, see a movie. I want you to be with people, with strangers, in crowds, all day. Your constant focus as you pass, greet, or deal with each person is to remind yourself, to dwell on, to muse about the fact that you are my slut. That the secret black dot marks you as mine. Let it symbolize every indecent thought, act, or dream you've ever had. Think about the fact that you've marked yourself simply because the man who loves you and whom you love told you to. At the end of the evening, you may wash off the dot. At exactly 10, your time, you will report to me how you felt about yourself during the day. You may not pleasure yourself tomorrow. Actually, let's just make that a standing rule. Till told otherwise, my darling. On day 2 of this 2-day first lesson, now, no frowning, you will begin with exactly the same routine. However, instead of the marker, you will find what appears to be a decal, about 3 by 5 inches. Press it firmly to the same spot as before and peel away the backing. I wish I could be there to see the look on your sweet face. Even reversed in the mirror, you'll see in a split second that down there, in bold black letters atop a red heart, that you, for all appearances, have a wildly obscene tattoo which simply and crudely reads 100% C-U-N-T. I can't bring myself to utter the C word to you, my darling. But the image of your sweetness in contrast to this ghastly tattoo pleases me a great deal. You'll spend the day as before, and in the same self-examining state of mind. In the privacy of your home, later, take a dozen or so digital pictures of yourself in poses lewd and tasteless enough to make the sleaziest men's magazine proud. Make sure your face and your 100% are clearly visible in each shot. I shall enjoy these pics many years from now. By the way, the artisan who made the tattoo assures me it'll fade in 3 to 4 days. You are bright enough to realize that willingly giving the pictures to me, trusting me with them, is your first act of total submission. With love, your protector.